Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. In Psychosocial Dysfunction of the Republican Party, Dr. Daniel B. Brubaker explores why Republicans have had difficulty distinguishing fact from fiction and why many party leaders continue to spin conspiracy theories and lies. Now, according to Dr. Brubaker, the Grand Old Party is no longer the party of Lincoln. Even though they refer to Abraham Lincoln continuously, it's apparent the party has lost its way. Republicans for Progress, a national organization, has been initiated by Dr. Brubaker to release the negative, retrogressive, and oppressive grip on the Republican Party over Americans. The goal of the initiative is to move forward instead of backward, to compete as a great democracy representative around the world. Dr. Brubaker has spent half his career in academic medicine, including the University of Pittsburgh Health Science Center, Oklahoma University Health Science Center, the University of California, Los Angeles, and the University of California, San Francisco, Departments of Pathology. He has spent the past 20 years in the medical industry, including legal and clinical medicine. Dr. Brubaker has been a registered Republican for his entire life, and he is one of the only truly progressive Republicans. Dr. Daniel Brubaker, author of Psychosocial Political Dysfunction of the Republican Party, is our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Brubaker, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
Looking forward to our conversation today. I mentioned lifelong Republican. Tell me a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk about your thoughts now on the Republican Party. But give us a background on Dr. Daniel Brubaker.
Well, I'm a practicing physician still, and I've had a passion for medicine for 46 years, along with science. And I've also had a passion for philosophy and psychology ever since I've been a teenager. And I've also had interest in sociology, logic, history and politics. Politics most all my life as well. So the what I've done with the book is I've used all these disciplines to prove the dysfunctionality of the Republican Party. And I'd like to just mention a little bit about the Brubakers. So we have traced our ancestry back to 1400s, 1500s. They originated in the area of Zurich, Switzerland. During the Reformation, they were Anabaptist evangelicals. And what that means is they believed in adult baptism, like John the Baptist baptizing Jesus.
Yes.
So during the Reformation, the Catholics were baptizing, well, they still do baptize babies, infants, and because they were, the Catholics were opposed to this, they were persecuted, and the Catholics were infiltrated in with the government, so that's how all the persecution got involved. So they had to flee to Protestant Germany, and during that period of time, the 1600s, they were involved with the 30 Years' War. And imagine this was a religious war that killed 8 million people during that period of time. They finally got out of Germany and came to America and settled in what is now Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where I grew up. And as you can see, they believe in the separation of church and state because of their background.
Yes.
And this is separate from what we're seeing in the United States now with the right-wing conservative Christians, evangelicals, trying to infiltrate the government. I mean, we see this with Donald Trump inserting three judges that are conservative right-wing Christians. So it's an issue, and I write about this in the book as well as about Anabaptists a little bit. So I'm 10th generation American. Obviously, I believe firmly in freedom and in democracy. So I dedicated the book to the preservation of democracy.
The book.
If I can tell you a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead, because it's a fascinating background. Where you came from, where the beliefs that you drive your life today, where they came from, to fully understand the book, Psychosocial Political Dysfunction of the Republican Party, a little bit of the background of the author, Dr. Daniel Brubaker, and continue with that story, because it's important for us to understand where the book comes from.
So, yeah, I grew up as in the Church of the Brethren. I went to a college that was Church of the Brethren. It's not that anymore because they couldn't, the Church of the Brethren couldn't support them. And that was Elizabethtown College in Pennsylvania. So it's an extremely good school. And I continued on into medicine because the school was geared for pre-med, and now they're even doing physician assistant type work. So that's how I more or less became involved with medicine. And in terms of politics, I think the first president that I voted for was Richard Nixon. Now, you know, he had done some corrupt things, but he did a lot of positive things for America too, including the Clean Water Act, Clean Air Act, and he set up the Environmental Protection Agency, which now the Republicans want to destroy.
Yeah, it's amazing the difference when you look back in some of those and you think of those that we knew as progressive Republicans, and our guest on the program fits that category, Dr. Daniel Brubaker, who's the author of Psychosocial Political Dysfunction of the Republican Party. The book is so well researched and so well presented. As you read the book and you wonder where the Republican Party has gone, why the changes, why do you think Republicans follow President Trump and now Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis? Both are at the top of the various polls around the country. Why are they following these two?
So that's a really good question and kind of hard to answer. And in fact, I had problems dealing with that question myself, but I had a political journalist tell me, why don't you write about crowd theory? And so that's what I kind of put together as to why the Republicans are doing what they're doing. The first theory was by Gustave Le Bon in France in the late 1800s, and that's when fascism actually started in France. And he was seeing a lot of this mob violence, and he put together the theory. The contagion theories after contagious, so like the flu being contagious to a large crowd of people, contagion because all these issues were distributed throughout the crowd. And what he observed too was that the crowd would become hypnotic and people would lose their identity and they would associate themselves with the behavior of the crowd, with all the emotions involved. And we see that in things like QAnon,
yes,
where some of the conspiracy theories start. And they go throughout the social media, and then they also finally get into some of the legislative people, like Marjorie Greene.
Yeah,
Marjorie Taylor Greene, and then it just keeps on going from there. The other theory that I liked, and I talked about all the different theories actually in the chapter five, but the other one I like is convergent theory, and this is where people have the same beliefs and they finally converge to the leader. So we see this type of thing with Donald Trump actually, and with his rallies and such, where he has brought all these people that were in the closet, these right-wing nationalists, they come out of the closet because they found a leader that will now cause them to follow him. And there's one other theory that, or not a theory, but it's called herd behavior. And this is, I'm using the example of sheep, because sheep are docile and they like to follow along and be compliant. So like when the sheep are in the pasture, for example, and someone goes out to bring them back into the barn, they all get up, converge with the person and follow them. And in 1945, there was a journalist in Britain who called this sheeple, because he saw that all these people in Britain were following up the government, and without any thinking, without any critical thinking. So he called them sheeple, S-H-E-E-P-L-E, combining sheep and people.
Yes.
Which I thought was really and it was, you know, an example of this too is I was watching Bill Maher a couple of weeks ago, and you know, he's more or less a liberal centralist also, and he had on there the government from New Hampshire, and he was trying to get the governor to say, "Why, you know, why are you going to vote for Donald Trump in 2024?" And he said, "Well, I'm a lifelong Republican. I've been a Republican all my life, and I vote Republican. It doesn't matter who it's for. I vote Republican." So essentially, he's a sheeple, because he just follows. He just follows the Republican Party no matter what.
And he's one of those that some consider maybe more moderate and maybe a challenge to Trump out there. The book is so well written and researched. These are not just wild theories being thrown out there. Dr. Brubaker has done an excellent job of researching and presenting these. And the three categories you talked about, boy, you could see that fitting in all of them, some with a combination of all three. The book is Psychosocial Political Dysfunction of the Republican Party by Dr. Daniel Brubaker. That's BRU. U-B-A-K-E-R. His website is Republicans for, now that's the number four, progress.com. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places, and links on our website. Doctor, where do you see the Republican Party headed? Most would casually look at it and go, boy, they're going far to the right once again. Do you see that continuing, or do you see maybe somebody more moderate coming on the scene from the Republican Party?
I don't see anybody coming along in the near future as a moderate. I mean, I like Larry Hogan, who I think is really good, and Liz Cheney has a lot of good principles, but you know, she's been kicked out of the party more or less. And the way I see them going, it's authoritarian, far right, nationalist type of ideology, and that's a definition of fascism. And fascism supports things like hatred and violence. And fascism is taking complete control of the government, control of media, journalists, different types of businesses. Also, education, and we see this happening in Florida, where Mr. DeSantis wants to cleanse the educational system.
Yes,
he's kind of taking over Disney, and you know the fascists hate liberals, so in Mussolini, Italy, and in Germany with Hitler, what they both hated, they both hated liberals. And when they do that, they kill them, and they do, you know, really bad things to the liberals, such as torture as well. And I'm concerned that I don't know that we're going to go that far, but But we certainly have a tendency towards fascism at this time. And I don't know if that's going to change in the near future.
You know, it's interesting because you mention all these things, and every day you read the news and you think, at least I think, maybe we're moving just a little bit closer day by day in that direction. And it's like, are people not paying attention? Is this something that's gradual, like we're going through now, or just a sudden change when all of a sudden the whole dynamic politically in the country is changing? It seems like we're going step by step in that direction that you were talking about.
Well, I think the change was dramatic with Donald Trump.
Yes.
When he came into office, you know, as being pretty much a white supremacist, a white nationalist, and he drew all those people out of the woodwork. And now, you know, it's more apparent. And the Republicans are following him. They keep following him no matter what he does. I mean, he could kill 150 people and it'd be fine with the Republican Party. It's, to me, it's insanity to watch this happening. And I don't know that it can actually change in the near future. I mean, you see a little bit here and there, but it's still continuing to go on.
You see with Trump, and we saw the indictment in New York, and you think, okay, that has to have a negative impact on him, yet he's fundraising, he's got people that's supporting him, poll numbers go up, and he's got a lot of problems that he's facing in the future. Will eventually that, will he crumble because of that, or just continue to build support on it?
I think there's enough charges. And I think it's going to happen. He keeps fighting and he keeps fighting, but it's going to continue to happen. I wanted to say something about his mugshot, if I could.
Yes, please
this
do.
This has been a highlight. This has been a highlight for me in terms of the book. The Southern District of New York didn't take a mugshot of him. They didn't have to because I already have a mugshot of him.
There, hold that up just a little bit. Yeah, we can see that in the video portion of this, which is available on YouTube. We see that picture there, and this was in your book, so they could have the news media could have called you and actually asked for a copy of this and got the picture.
They sure could have, and it's funny. I put that picture together about 7 years ago, and I was watching Donald Trump with all his contortions and facial expressions. And I would pull the pictures off the internet, and I'd put little subheadings to all the different pictures. This was one of them, which says "mugshot of a criminal." So,
and if you didn't know better, you'd look at that. Red. Yeah, you've captured the facial expressions there. If you didn't know better, you think, "Boy, that actually happened." And Dr. Brubaker's got like the only one out there. He had a secret photographer in the arraignment a week ago. A couple minutes left in the program. Who's the audience for this book? Who do you want? Do you want Republicans to read this? Sort of a wake-up call to them? Or who do you want to read the book, Psychosocial Political Dysfunction of the Republican Party?
Oh, who do I want to read it?
Yeah.
Well, the Democrats that have gotten back to me said they'd really get a kick out of it. And some of the Republicans I've talked to say, you know, you expressed some things that I didn't really realize about the Republican Party. And there are things that I wanted to argue with you about, but I couldn't because it's all factual. This is an educational book, so it's really good. But the other thing I wanted to say is I want everybody to read it. I'd like to sell a million copies, and I'll tell you why. I don't need the money, but I'd like to set up a scholarship for my college that I mentioned early on for students, poor students, to be able to get educated at my alumni college.
That would be great. And the book is available wherever books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Dr. Brubaker's website is Republicans4, and that's the number 4progress.com. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And a couple of minutes left in the program. Why is conservatism bad? Or do you think that it is bad? I may be putting words in your mouth with that. And I say that addressing you as a progressive Republican. what are the problems with conservatism?
Well, the problems with conservatives, well, by definition, they don't really move very rapidly in any direction. They're just pretty much stagnant. But as far as the Republican Party is concerned, they're all conservatives. And I don't know if people realize this, but there's like a dozen different types of conservatives. It starts out with traditional, then it goes on to social conservatives, and then on to Christian conservatives and neoconservatives and paleo conservatives and Christian conservatives, social conservatives, and it just keeps on going on and on and on like that. So if you have all these factions in the Republican Party, how can you possibly make any kind of progress? How can you get all these people together to form policies? What the Republican Party needs is some intellectualism and then professionalism and move things in a positive direction, because if it doesn't happen, China will make it happen.
The book is really thought-provoking, and again, it's very well done, receiving excellent reviews, available wherever books are sold. Psychosocial Political Dysfunction of the Republican Party by Dr. Daniel Brubaker, that's B-R-U-B-A-K-E-R, who, by the way, will be part of the country's largest book fair, the Book Festival, the L.A. Times, on, I think it's, what, April 22nd? Doctor, you'll be there meeting people, signing autographs. That has to be a fun experience for you. I'm sure you're looking forward to that.
I am. I'll be there about 2 o'clock on Saturday the 22nd. So, yeah, I haven't ever done book signing before, and so this is a very positive experience for me. I'm looking forward to it.
And it's an opportunity for you to interact with people and find out what real people are thinking about all of the issues going on. I'm just going to take 30 seconds to sort of wrap up what we had talked about before, and that's Republicans disseminating disinformation. And they have to know some of this just is not true, and come back to those issues like the last election being, a stolen election. Why do they do that? Does that go back to the three groupings that we talked about before?
Oh, they do it for control. You know, disinformation is intentional, false misinformation that's used deceitful to people. And, you know, there's misinformation, but that's not intentional. And then there's malinformation, which is intentionally to hurt people with deceit. And they do this for control, because they feel themselves out of control. And it more or less provides their base to reject the other side. The worst part of it is it can develop into propaganda and conspiracy theories. So it's intentional, and it's there to hurt the other side and keep their base going with them.
With us on the program has been Dr. Daniel Brubaker. That's B-R-U-B-A-K-E-R. The book, Psychosocial Political Dysfunction of the Republican Party. The book is, again, very well written, and you'll read it and go, yeah, I can understand. I see that reflected in the Republican Party, and maybe even in society in general. The book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I thank Wordsmith Press and Media.com for setting up our interview with Dr. Brubaker today. And Dr. Brubaker's website is Republicans4, that's the number 4, progress.com. Doctor, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Enjoy the LA Book Festival, a chance to meet the people out there, to autograph books, and to get some good political conversations going. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me. It's been a joy. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Dr. Daniel Brubaker, our guest, his website, Republicans4Progress.com. 4 is the number 4. And, of course, all the information and links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.